So here we are, continuing our four-part series based on the Toltec Ancient Code of Conduct. And this code of conduct is called the Four Agreements. And it comes to us through this little book called the Four Agreements, subtitled A Practical Guide to Personal Freedom. And it's written by Don Miguel Ruiz, who is a spiritual guide of these ancient wisdom teachings. And when I first read this little book many years ago, I was really struck by how similar it is to our unity teachings. I mean, here we have unity founded in Missouri and the four agreements from southern Mexico. And it just goes to show you truth is truth, no matter where you find it. And so March 13th, we started our series with talking about our first agreement. And the first agreement of the four agreements is be impeccable with your word. Be impeccable with your word. And we discovered that our words create our world. They create our life. You know, and our words are absolutely saturated by energy. And they either build up or tear down. They either create or they destroy. And our thoughts and our words, they literally will bring to us what it is that we want. When, you know, we're constantly through our words telling our universe and our life what it is we want more of. And when we focus through our words and thoughts on what that is, that's what we bring more of into our life. We attract that to us. Jesus said, ask and it will be given to you. Buddha said it like this, we are shaped by our thoughts. We become what we think. We're shaped by our thoughts. We become what we think. And so with that first week, I also gave you an assignment. I asked you to take one full day, not 40 or 7 or just one full day, one 24-hour period, and speak and think only positive, uplifting, life-affirming thoughts to yourself and to others. And when I asked you a couple of weeks ago, not many people had gotten through that one-day period. So what I'd like to do again, since you've had a couple of weeks to work on it, how many people have actually gotten through 24 hours, one full day, thinking and speaking only positive, uplifting, life-affirming words to yourself and others? Can I see some hands? Great. That's about doubled. Wonderful. So keep working on it. If you've done a day, go for that second day. And if you haven't quite gotten there yet, not a problem. As I said, if you kind of mess up during the day, don't worry. Just say, oops, start again and start your 24-hour period again. Now, I kind of introduced this at the beginning of Lent. And we know Lent is that 40-day period preceding Easter, that time of preparation for a resurrection experience. And I said, you know, it may take 40 days to do the one full day. But that's okay. You still have 3 more weeks of Lent left. Not a problem. So you still have some time. Keep working on it. Because you're not going to be able to achieve it unless you keep trying for it. And we know in Unity, we look at Lent as an acronym, L-E-N-T. Let's eliminate negative thinking. And that's what we're doing with this first agreement, when we are impeccable with our word. Then on March 20th, we looked at the second agreement, which is don't take it personally. Now, I don't know about you, but I think this is one of the most difficult of the four agreements because we're so programmed to take it personally, aren't we? Yeah, but Don Miguel reminds us that the thoughts and actions of other people are never about us. Isn't that nice to know? It's about them and vice versa. Our actions are never about another person. They're about us. And so the thoughts, what people think and what they say, what they do, and the opinions they give, they're all based on the agreements that they have made in their own minds and filtered through their own BS, which is belief system. Same is true for us, is that what we think and say, the opinions that we offer, are all based on the agreements we've made in our own mind and filtered through our own BS, our belief system. And so I did share a personal story with you during that second agreement about how I discovered an agreement that I had made when I was 2 years old, that if I loved someone, they would leave me. Well, I'm happy to announce that Bill has helped me change that agreement, because on Friday we celebrated our 29th wedding anniversary. So I've kind of reversed that agreement. Thank you, God. Because when we know who we are, and when we stand in that truth of who we are, we stand firm in that truth, then it doesn't matter what people say, we don't have to take it personally. Now, we know who we are. And so we don't have to listen to other people telling us who they think we are, because we already know. We already know. And so today we're going to work on our third agreement. We can take a look and explore this third agreement, which is, don't make assumptions. Don't make assumptions. Don Miguel writes, "We have the tendency to make assumptions about everything. The problem with making assumptions is that we believe they are true. We could swear they were real. We make assumptions about what others are doing or thinking. We take it personally. Then we blame them and react by sending personal poison with our word. That is why whenever we make assumptions, we're asking for problems. Every time we make assumptions, we get into trouble every single time, don't we? Because the scenario goes something like this. We make an assumption. We think we know what the other person is thinking and saying. But we don't ask questions to clarify, so we misunderstand. And then we create our own story from the little bit of understanding that we do have of the situation. And then we take it personally. And then, you know, we regret what we say. And in the end, we've built this whole big drama for nothing, when it could have gone a totally different way. You know, have you ever played the game as a kid of telephone? You sit in a circle and you whisper into one little kid's ear, you know, something, and then you're supposed to say it all the way around. And when it gets back around to you, it doesn't have any resemblance to what first went out. We adults have a game, and it's called gossip. We get a half-truth. Think we hear something, but we don't check it out. We don't ask questions. We don't clarify. But we pick up the phone and we say, "Do you know so-and-so did such-and-such?" And then they pick up the phone and go, "Do you know so-and-so did such?" And then again, we have this game that ends up with a total untruth. So Don Miguel reminds us that whenever we make assumptions, it almost always leads to gossip, which is the worst kind of poison there is. Because what happens is we're afraid to ask clarifying questions. And then we make an assumption, and we believe our assumption is right. We defend our assumption. We then go and point fingers to show that somebody else is wrong. And then we have to justify our story by going out and telling another person. That's gossiping. It's gossiping. Don Miguel writes, "We only see what we want to see, and we only hear what we want to hear. We don't perceive things the way they are. We have the habit of dreaming with no basis in reality. We literally dream things up in our own imaginations. Because we don't understand something, we make an assumption about the meaning. And when the truth comes out, the bubble of our dream pops. And we find out that it was not what we thought it was at all." Ever happened to you? It's startling when we eventually find out the truth, isn't it? There's a wonderful example of this in Stephen Covey's book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. And I read that, well, when did it come out? About 20 years ago or more? I vividly remember this one story. I can see the page, because it just struck me about the assumptions that we make. He talks about being on a New York subway on a Sunday afternoon. And he said, it was very quiet in the car, and everybody, it was very peaceful. People were reading their newspapers. And then all of a sudden they stopped. At a stop, the doors open, and in comes this man with his children. and they're loud and they're rambunctious, and immediately the entire atmosphere of the car changes. He sits down next to Stephen Covey. This is what he writes. The man sat down next to me and closed his eyes. The children were yelling, throwing things, even grabbing people's newspapers. It was very disturbing, and yet the man sitting next to me did absolutely nothing. I could not believe that he could be so insensitive as to let his children run wild like that and do nothing about it. So finally I turned to him and said, "Sir, your children are really disturbing a lot of people. I wonder if you could control them." And the man said softly, I guess you're right. I should do something about it. But we just came from the hospital where their mother just died an hour ago. And I don't really know what to think. And I guess the children don't know how to handle it either. Well, Stephen Covey writes, "Can you imagine what I felt in that moment? My paradigm shifted. Suddenly I saw things differently. And because I saw what I saw was different, I thought differently, I felt differently, I behaved differently. Feelings of sympathy and compassion began to flow freely. Your wife just died. I am so sorry. Can I do anything to help?" And immediately, in that moment, everything changed. Powerful example of how an assumption can lead to a judgment that is totally off base. You know, it's a great example of an assumption that Stephen Covey didn't have all the information. And so he made an assumption that led to a judgment, and then he was totally blown away when he found out that his assumption was completely and totally invalid. And so that's what Unity helps us with. Helps us with a new approach to seeing life differently. And when we can see life differently, then we can have a new approach to being in the world. And we can practice being in the world in a different way. Without making assumptions, without making anyone wrong, we can cast off all the old, outdated, you know, worn out assumptions that we've always made, that many of which never work for us. Right? Had they ever worked for you? No. They get us into more trouble. And so why is it that we make assumptions if they don't work for us? Good question. Good question. Why do we make assumptions? Four reasons I'd like to go over. Why we tend to make assumptions. The first one is because we don't have the courage to ask questions. It's the first one. We don't have the courage to ask the questions that we need to ask. You know, we don't ask clarifying questions to make sure we really, really understand what the other person is saying. And when we believe we're right, then we're willing to defend our position, even if it means allowing the relationship to be destroyed. We would rather be happy, or we'd rather be right than happy. And that's very sad, that we would let a relationship be destroyed rather than asking a clarifying question to make sure we understand it properly. So we don't ask questions. Second reason we make assumptions is we think everyone sees life the way we do. We think everybody sees the world, yeah, that doesn't work. You know, we know that. But that's where the trouble begins. We automatically assume that everybody thinks like us and feels like us. And so we're afraid to really show up as our authentic self because we think that other people are going to blame and judge us as harshly as we judge and blame ourselves. And so we're doomed from the beginning when we think everyone sees the world the way we do. There's over 6 billion people on this planet and everybody sees the world differently. So understand that. That's why we make assumptions. Third reason we make assumptions is who we imagine ourselves to be creates a lot of inner conflict. Who we imagine ourselves to be creates a lot of inner conflict. We might think that that we can do something only to find out we can't. Or we might find out that we don't even want to do it. You know, Don Miguel says maybe you need to stop lying to yourself about what you truly want. You know, don't assume that you have to do something because somebody else said you should do it. Don't even assume that you have to do something because you've told yourself that you should do it. Don't should on yourself. Just be clear on what it is you do want. Be very clear on what you want. The fourth reason we make assumptions is we don't see other people as they really are. And this happens in relationships a lot, doesn't it? Come on, fess up. We don't see people as they really are. And we do this when we first get into a relationship. You know, we only see what we want to see in our partners. We ignore all the little things that bug us. You know, we say, oh, if he loves me, he'll change. If she loves me, she'll change. Well, how's that worked for you? People change only because they want to change. They change only because they want to change. So real love is accepting the other person just as they are. Just as they are. And if you need to change them, then you don't really love them. So my advice to you is to find somebody that you don't have to change at all. Find someone you don't have to change at all. And so, how can we keep ourselves from making assumptions? There are two practices, I think, that are very important to help us not make assumptions. And the first one is very simple. Ask questions. Ask. Ask again. Make sure you're very clear on what it is that you understand what the other person is saying. Don Miguel writes, make sure the communication is clear. If you don't understand, ask. Have the courage to ask questions until you are as clear as you can be. And even then, do not assume you know all there is to know about a given situation. A lot of relationships bomb because we assume the other person can read our mind. Right? Oh. You know, he loves me. He knows what I want. Right? You know, he knows me so well, he should know what I want. I know. Doesn't work, does it? You know, when we ask that question, you know, when we say that, we're asking for problems, aren't we? Don't assume anything. I really wasn't going to say this, but I just say kids keep... The first three letters, when you assume, it makes a out of you and me. That's what the word means. Like, you know, makes a out of you and me. A donkey. A sweet little donkey. Don Miguel says, making assumptions in relationships leads to a lot of fights, a lot of difficulties, a lot of misunderstandings with people we supposedly love. So ask questions. Even if you think you know what they're saying, ask questions. That'll be your new assignment, is to just get good at asking questions. Second thing that'll help us not make assumptions is ask for what you want. Ask for it. Don't assume people know what that is. Ask. Everyone has the right to tell you yes or no. And you have the right to ask for what you want. The opposite's true too. Everyone else has the right to ask you for what they want, and you have the right to say yes or no. Don Miguel says, all human problems would be resolved if we could just have good, clear, open communication. So the two things to keep from making assumptions, you're going to, let's say them together. Number one is ask questions. Number two is ask for what you want. So ask for what you want. I'd like to end today with this beautiful little reading. It's called My Commitment. It's by Dr. Michael Rice. And this little thing has been used actually by people in exchanging wedding vows. It just has the most beautiful words and the beautiful intention. And so just listen to it and really absorb it and hear it as a commitment that you could possibly make with yourself and your loved one. I promise to tell you, trust you enough to tell you the truth and to treat you lovingly, gently, and with respect. I will do this in my thoughts, words, and actions, whether in your presence or not. In every interaction, I will look for and acknowledge the highest and the best in you as I surrender to love, our true nature. My connection to my source and nurturing my relationship with you will always be more important than any issue. Let me repeat that. My connection to my source and nurturing my relationship with you will always be more important than any issue. If anything unlike love comes up, I will hold us in my heart as we each learn to speak, experience, and be responsible for our own realities. I will be there for and with you. Keep communication open and keep love conscious, active, and present as we heal, celebrate life, and grow together. Isn't that beautiful? So, ask questions. Ask questions. Ask for what you want. And then when you hear the answer, you won't have to make assumptions. Because you will know the truth. And Jesus said, knowing the truth always sets you free. So, next week, we'll be doing our fourth agreement. Because knowing the truth also allows us to take action. It moves us into action. And so our fourth and final agreement is always do your best. Always do your best. So join me next week as we wrap up this whole series on the four agreements with doing our very best. God bless you.